While working on my first book, A.E. A Gift from the Star, Sir, he helped me gather information about different alien races visiting Earth. Thorhan told me about a species of small greys. The Aoxroga, also known on Earth by the name Aoshampahalia. I had Thorhan repeat this name twice, making sure I heard it right. It somehow sounded familiar. Here is what he told me. Ao, they are originally from the Xrog twin planets in the Zeta Reticuli system. They function in a hive culture and their world is under a totalitarian order. They are a species of small greys who are often mistaken for the Solipsirei from Cygnus. They wear black uniforms with silver markings. Half insectoid by genetics. They communicate telepathically and can sometimes emit crackling sounds in their throat. They have four fingers on each hand. The Xrog have inhabited secret underground bases on Terra where they worked with the dark side of the US military. Allies of the Nebu, they cooperate with them on different planets as well as on Terra. They report on the evolution of the hybridized races, sending information very regularly to the Nebu, Orion Tall Greys, and occasionally to the Anunnaki. Interestingly, the Anunnaki created a subspecies of the Zeta with the purpose of making them look more human-like, but leaving enough physical differences for humans to distinguish them. Some of these hybrids have been rulers of Egypt. Shampahali Zeta hybrids have been on Terra since the time the Anunnaki were there, and they still exist in both forms. The hybridized and the original species. They have usually large discoidal, completely smooth silver ships. A few months later, end of 2020, the Galactic Federation of Worlds captured some Xrog prisoners. I was allowed to converse by distance with one of them. Shampahali Zeta exist in three different forms: original biologic, hybridized subspecies, and synthetic clones. This one was of the original biological race. Here are excerpts of the exchange I had with this being. "Where are you from?" I asked. "You know it. Shampahala system. Xrog. Xrog is the name of your planet, isn't it? Isn't it? Xrog is my home. The name Shampahala sounds familiar to me, like a mythical place on Terra named Shambhala. I notice your star also bears this name. Why is that? Is it related or just a coincidence?" "Shampahala is not the real name of our star. Real name is not pronounceable in your language. This name is given by Terran humanoids, when we had a base in Terran high ground. They named us like this. Shambhala? In the Himalayas? You had a base in the Himalayas?" I asked. "Inside of the high mountains. That explains it. What are you doing here, so far from your home?" "Hunting. How is your world? Would you tell me about your world?" "Xrog is cold. Twin planets linked by artificial bridges. No air, all gone. We changed it. We do not need air, we are modified."
"Did you modify yourselves?"
"Yes."
"Why?"
"Useful for conquest. Easier." "Do you still work for the Anunnaki?"
"No. We relate to Nebu, those we call the Dominion. We work with them. With Oana, Orion. Anunnaki don't yet come near now, they have decreased forces. We are hunters. We are hive consciousness."
"You are an individual."
"No. We are hive. Mother centralized culture."
"Who is Ao Mothera?"
"Mother is all. She is our center. We are the nervous system of the hive, she is the brain at the center of it. We are her cells. One thought she emits, and we all respond simultaneously. Impulsions she sends, gives orders. Quickly, instantly, through distance. We obey."
"Who controls Mother?" I asked.
"Mother is Mother. No one controls Mother. Nebu serve Mother."
"Do you have a heart?"
"Heart beats to feed envelope."
"Can you feel pain?"
"Yes, only biologic."
"Can you feel fear?"
"Yes, but the synthetics can't TMT. Synthetics don't TMT feel anything. Their envelope is like ship. Same material."
Do you feel cold?
No.
Warm?
No.
We have perfected ourselves. Can you feel sadness? What is sadness? When you lose someone, or something you care about. Irrelevant. If your planet exploded, and with it, billions of lives would be terminated, how would you feel? This will not happen. But what if it did? I pressed. I will feel resentment and vengeance.
Anger?
Anger. What if it exploded from natural causes and no one is to blame?
Fear, he replied.
Fear of what?
Of being lonely. No hive.
Would you survive?
Survive. But no hive.
But you would survive.
Can you live without the hive?
Hive nourishes us.
How?
Comfort.
What?
How? How is that, by comfort? We comfort each other at EMS strength and life force. United we are strong. One hive. The heart of mother beats as one in all of us, in synchronicity. These are very interesting details regarding this species of small greys who possessed an underground facility in the Himalayas. They still introduce themselves to us sometimes as Ao Shambhala from Shambhala. This is another clue confirming that the realm of Shambhala wasn't TMT just about a unique mythical city. It represented an extended underground web of living spaces populated by several extraterrestrial races, occupying different territories at TM, and the Zetaxrog were one of them, working for the Orion Group or the Nebu, also called the Dominion or the Masters. My second source is a book that came into my hands in early 2021, Ao Alien Interviewer by Lawrence Spencer. The author did a formidable job of documentation that helps to better understand the context of the story, which seems genuine to me. I believe these are real facts. However, I have zero trust in what the alien said. Actually, I learn way more information through Lawrence Spencer at EMS Book Notes, than through the actual records of the alien interview. This book is a collection of letters sent to the author by Matilda Otemden and Lem C. Elroy, who had been working as a flight nurse for the 509th Bomb Group in the U.S. Women at EMS Army Air Force Medical Corporation. During July and August 1947, she telepathically interviewed an extraterrestrial being, or an ABTM, who she identifies as Aoela and who was recovered from a flying saucer crashed near Roswell on July 8, 1947. Luckily, she kept a copy of the reports for reference. Here, McElroy describes the experience. Ao briefly witnessed the wreckage of an alien spacecraft, as well as the remains of several alien personnel aboard a craft who were already dead. When we arrived, I learned that one of the personnel on board the craft had survived the crash and was conscious, and apparently uninjured. The conscious alien was similar in appearance, but not the same as the others. A. We need to pause here. Ao, the conscious alien was similar in appearance, but not the same as the others. A. We have here a perfect match with these two elements. 1. The Zetaxrog I conversed with spoke about different types of beings among their species, original biologic, hybridized subspecies and synthetic clones. 2. The majority of alien abductions by small greys, my own experience included, always involves a biologic entity managing a crew of synthetic clones. They look alike but you can nonetheless tell the difference. The biological entities smell badly. They are slightly taller than synthetics and their faces have more detail. Matilda M. C. Elroy continues, describing the being having the body of a doll or robot, about 40 inches tall, gray skin, large bulbous black eyes, a disproportionately large head and thin arms, legs and torso. It had 3 fingers on each hand plus thumb. The being did not require oxygen, food or water, or any other external source of nutrition or energy. This description matches some of the elements discussed with the Zetaxrog Ao Shambhala prisoner I had the opportunity to interact with. The Roswell survivor named El claimed to be part of a group of cultures named Ao the Domainer. Their purpose is to conquer territories. They are very prideful and think very highly of themselves.
It is interesting to note here that even though they claim to be an extremely ancient culture with immense knowledge, they haven't attempted to overcome the notion of power and pride. To the contrary, the Atmv rather embraced it. The entity uses repetitive words such as Ao order power control grower. When Ael is asked, Ao, are there other intelligent life forms besides yourself in the universe? Aishi replies, Ao everywhere. We are greatest, highest of all. The feeling I got reading this is that we are talking about the same type of totalitarian hive culture. Ael describes coming from a planet with 8 stars, 3 moons. A Zeta Reticuli is a binary star system. With time, Ael better learned the use of the English language and confided to the U.S. Army nurse McElroy. Ao, the last earth language with which I was conversant was the Sanskrit language of the Vedic hymns. At that time I was a member of a mission sent to investigate the loss of a domain base located in the Himalayan mountains. An entire battalion of officers, pilots, communications and administrative personnel had disappeared and the base was destroyed. One of my duties involved interrogation of the human population that inhabited the adjoining area in that region. They reported sighting Vimana or spacecraft in the area. A. The Ao Vimana are mythical flying machines described in the epic Sanskrit Vedas as the flying chariots employed by various Aegadza. Ael mentions an Ao old Impera responsible for the destruction of the Himalayan outpost of the Ao Domainer. Here we have our Shamt Bahali Greys, aka Ao the Masters of the deceptive, conceited, hive-structured, conqueror races that the Nebu are. The deceptive, self-conceited, hive-structured, conqueror races that the Nebu are. Another element also caught my attention. When Ael mentions the center of the Ao Domainer for the first time, Matilda receives the image of a cluster of stars with a door opening on an infinity of galaxies. Well, the core heart of the Nebu Empire, where the mother consciousness of their hive is located, is in the star cluster of the Orion Nebula M42, Ao, the Eye of the Cosmos. The name comes from the fact that there is a particular double vortex time portal stargate there, leading to anywhere in the universe. A year-long stay in an ET base in the Himalayas. In 1969, Robert Tell, a French farmer, was invited to spend 1 year living and working at a subterranean base in the Himalayas. A 40-year silence was imposed following his return. In 2005, Robert L. decided to tell his story to French ufologist Robert Metz. The complete story of Robert L. is detailed in Georges Metz's TMS book, Aovnis en France. An English version of the interview of Robert L. by Dr. Michael Salla is available on www.exopolitics.org and on YouTube at this link. French contactee confirms Intergalactic Confederation is seeding Human Worlds-YouTube. For 2 years, Robert received many visits in his bedroom at night, on his farm in southern France. His whole family frequently witnessed large balls of light and UFOs. Extraterrestrial beings crossed through the walls every night and surrounded Roberta TMS bed. They were tall, blonde, and thin with long arms, dressed in skin-type jumpsuits with a metallic shimmer, and a wide belt. They introduced themselves as scientists from another galaxy. They took a samples and told Robert they were interested in his genetic structure. This farming area is very remote and hardly populated. The people there are mainly farmers living in very small communities. Their excellent health has unique characteristics. They are peaceful, generous and kind, very strong, healthy and resistant. Their bodies are robust and they have a clean and healthy diet. If I was an off-world scientist, I would choose among this type of population to sample Earth TMS human genetics. Robert was mentally and physically prepared through these visits and instructed in yoga-like exercises. They told him they were part of, quote, an intergalactic confederation supervised by 9 unknown superior beings who manage the galaxy. The visitors told Robert that they were in charge of seeding worlds with human genetics and maintaining life on planets inhabited like the Earth. They had 20,000 years of technological advancement on our culture. They knew everything about our history and spoke all our languages. They insisted, saying that they were forbidden by higher laws and ethics to interfere in our affairs. They respected free will and the choice of all beings for their own future. One cannot avoid to make the parallel correlation with Una and the beings I met near Ganymede. It is obvious to me that we are talking about the same people. The mention of Ao the Ninu by Robert L. is a crucial element. At the end of the 2 years of nighttime training, Robert was invited to accompany the ETs back to their base on Earth and to serve as a donor of genetic material to populate a faraway planet. A 65 feet long domed spacecraft picked him up in a field next to his farm, and transported him to a subterranean base in the Himalayas. He was given to wear a tight-fitting jumpsuit and fed with the same food as he was eating on his Barentsa TM farm. The base was built on several floors, over 3,000 feet below the surface. It was surrounded by a triple magnetic belt and an elevator opened onto a platform in the open air. The terrain was rugged with high snow-capped mountains, in a valley with a few trees and a waterfall nearby. Spacecrafts accessed the base by an entrance lower in the valley. Ao the Bordinger from the book by Georges Metz Ao of Nizanfrancia, the base of the Intergalactic Confederation in the Congo-Lapas Valley, from the book by Georges Metz Ao of Nizanfrancia. Despite their politics of non-intervention, and their respect for free will, the Ao visitors are nevertheless warned of the danger of nuclear weapons and technology on Earth. Where there is a threat to the whole planet, intervention is allowed. There was an ambience of peace and harmony at the base. The occupants seemed to master perfectly the present and the future, and everything was planned to the smallest detail. Order and discipline seemed to be the rule. Roberta TMS' purpose at the base was to provide sperm destined to populate a planet in another galaxy. During his year-long stay, he learned interesting things and attended amazing events. One event in particular was a special meeting with guests from different worlds. Robert was invited to sit in a corner and observe in silence. He watched with amazement the guests from different races materializing one by one around a big oval table. People appearing in 3D had discussions with the guests about stars and the movement of spacecrafts between planets. Roberta TMS' guide also gave him information on time and space, and the magnetic energy needed for traveling. He also told him he was able to live 400 to 500 years before changing bodies, and that death did not TMT exist. The only thing that counted was the perpetual evolution of the soul. The body was merely a container. To know more about the story of Robert Tell, Ao of Nizanfrancia UFOs in France, a copyright 2012 by Georges Metz published by Editions Interkelchia, France includes an in-depth report on the Robert Tell affair. The Galactic Federation of Worlds in the Himalaya. Very few people on this planet know about this story, which I was told to keep secret until now. It began in the year 2017, when I started to receive telepathic contacts from Thor Hannigan. At the time, I had not TMT yet remembered the night of my abduction and rescue as a child. These memories were brought back to me only in 2019. I had not TMT had any contact with Thorhan for a few years, as he had been on a mission with Valnik and other Galactic Federation of Worlds TM personnel to the Epsilon Eridani system, where the planet Amark, Valnik TMS home world, was savagely attacked in an invasion by the Chukar Empire. The planet TMS atmosphere was contaminated by harmful radiation coming from the central star, which had been altered by the enemy. The population of the whole star system found themselves in a grave danger of extermination. The evacuation of the population by the forces of the Galactic Federation of Worlds was hampered by the Chukar raids. But the star TMS composition was ultimately rebalanced and the Chukar expelled. In 2017, Thorhan was sent back to Earth in preparation for a grand mission. As detailed in AE A Gift from the Star, so I physically met Thorhan again in November 2018, on the night of the Ao Shannon incident, where commercial airline pilots reported seeing strange craft to the Shannon Airport control tower over Kerry County, Ireland, where I was taken on board a scout ship. The forces of the Galactic Federation of Worlds were gathering for the greatest event in the history of humankind on Earth. The last war for the liberation of this planet and star system. To recap, early in the morning of January 2017, I was lying on a couch reading a book under a window bathed with sunlight. The electromagnetism in the room raised suddenly, lifting the hair on my arms and on the back of my neck. A high-pitched frequency rang in my ears and filled my brain with a powerful sound wave. I wasn't TMT afraid because I could sense Thorhana TMS presence and recognized his particular energy, his aura, his mind. But he had never contacted me this way. It felt very different. Very intense, near. Thorhan? Where are you? I asked. I am on Earth, in high mountains on the other side of the planet. I broke down in tears with emotion. I had not TMT heard his voice in my head for such a long time. Thorhan was back, and he was on Earth. He explained to me about the Iridani Wars and how he had been transferred to the Himalayas in an underground base, to work with other aliens. He didn't TMT tell me at the time that this place was a base for the Galactic Federation of Worlds, because I wasn't TMT yet supposed to know about the existence of the Federation. They didn't TMT want to take the risk that I may speak too early. The civilian world wasn't TMT ready to know about this yet, according to their disclosure agenda. Instead, here is how Thorhan was allowed to present it to me. I am in a place your legends name Shambhala, inside of the Himalayas, in a higher density. That is why you feel it is difficult to converse with me. One day soon, you will shift your whole being to a higher vibration, and then we will be able to communicate much more easily. Why are you there? I asked. What are you doing in this place? I am working with sages on a very special project which is about revealing the dark shadows of this world into plain light, that the people of Earth will finally see through the illusion. Which illusion? You will understand soon. This world is not as it seems to be. The contact withered as my head was starting to spin with vertigo due to this higher frequency. In the early year 2017, I knew very little about vibratory frequencies, densities, and alien affairs on Earth. I understood, from my perspective at the time, that Thorhan was participating in some spiritual work to cleanse the planet from negative entities and dark influences. I barely knew what a conspiracy theory was. I had never heard about reptilians, Matrix, MyLab, slave trafficking, and I surely had never even heard the word Aestarcida. To me, Thorhan was working on some spiritual energies project, elevating the frequency of the planet with ethereal beings from inner Earth, in the Himalayas. I believed this story for more than a year, until I was physically taken in November 2018 on board a ship and was explained everything for good. I had several contacts with Thorhan during his time in the Himalayas. Our connection at the time felt very intense because the discrepancy between our respective frequencies was, at the time, greater than it is now. I had not TMT gone through my dark night of the soul yet. I did not TMT even know such a thing would even happen, and hence, I had not TMT awakened and shifted into a higher vibration of consciousness yet. There is a reason why my implant was reactivated as a communicator later, when I had completed my awakening of consciousness, because I need first to shift my frequency. In my telepathic contacts with Thorhan as he was in the Himalayas, I could sometimes see a visual of the background. It was always very bright, and white. He seemed to be in futuristic-looking structures. Only recently, after I learned about the story of Robert Tell, I asked more details about Thorhana TMS sojourn in the Himalayas, and he replied this. The place where he was stationed was an underground base of the Galactic Federation of Worlds. Nothing to do with the base where Robert Tell went to, and it was also in a different location, more westerly. He told me that they were, in truth, working at elevating the vibrational rate of the Earth a TMS magnetic grid. This was dismantling the aeic concretions of low frequencies stuck in the Earth grid, bringing to the surface, visible to all, anything that was corrupted. Before we even knew about it, the ultimate war for Earth had already begun on several levels. What about Shambhala? Why would Thorhan say he was there in the first place? He replied. Ao Shambhala is the name given by the local populations of the region to the deep and vast web of underground kingdoms owned by different races and organizations, from inner Earth and outer space. The outpost of the Galactic Federation of Worlds is protected by very high frequencies to make it invisible and impenetrable. This explains our difficulty in communicating at first. Thorhan gave me the coordinates of this base where he stayed and has permitted me to now share them. There are two reasons for this: who will be adventurous enough to get there in extreme weather and ground conditions, to find nothing but an impenetrable icy wall. Secondly, the military and governments already know all about this base and its location. The coordinates are 27A degrees 47 ATM 43.40 AN. 86A degrees 49 ATM 6.40 AE. This is the only vision Thorhan gave me from his stay in the Himalayas in 2017. He was out of the base one day and showed to me this pristine landscape with crystal towers and translucent constructions in a beautiful valley. There were people in long robes attending a strange sort of plasma fire, and the place felt extremely peaceful. He gave me the name Shambhala. Altian. Coming back March 23, 2022. On March 23, 2022, Una renewed contact with me. As usual, I was seized with a brutal sleep state, a side effect of connecting with higher densities of physical existence. I sensed her on a TMS consciousness connecting to mine eye, and I felt she was scanning the movie of my whole life. When we are at the edge of stepping through the threshold of certain powerful vortices, such as death, it causes a time compression point, and the result is that the person may see all of their existence unfold in a second. At the time, Thorhan was working at the Mars colony base. I told him what happened. He said that the unusually strong sleepy feeling was probably due to the frequency discrepancy between me being in a tired and stressed lower vibrational state and on a TMS level of frequency. So Una was reconnecting with me to adjust my frequencies. The Nine tried to make contact with me again the next day, so she was surely preparing me for that. Interferences March 24, 2022. On March 24, 2022, the Nine made contact in the afternoon. 3:33 PM or 3:33 AM always seems to be their time. Interestingly, 3 + 3 + 3 = 9. Thanks to Oana TMS preparation, I was better able to access the other side of the vortex. I fell on my bed and I sank immediately into a deep sleep. I saw the vortex exploding open. I lost grip on physical reality. I felt a powerful blast of awareness and bliss, but I can't TMT remember any particular message. My frequency had been quite low lately with the tiredness, so I decided to take time off in nature, in order to recharge my energy field. The attacks from the dark side had increased during the last weeks. By March 24th I decided to deny the attacks in order to cancel their power, by considering them a non-existent. We are able to have this effect on the hologram of reality. Reality is but a holographic construction bound together by vibration. If we can emit the right brain frequency, we can impact the vibration of the holographic grid of reality and change it. This causes the dark side attacks to bounce right back to their source. My training in magic taught me how to protect myself, and contacts with my star people have helped me to remember what universal secrets are made of. Memories of an Altian conversations with Una March 29, 2022. We are our own time travel vehicle. We have the natural ability to explore time, cancel distances, and lift the veils of the densities and the dimensions. We are vessels. We are stargates. There are two ways you can rewind time as an observer. The first one is the path of the blood, which consists in traveling back in time through the DNA of the bloodline you are borrowing for this lifetime, in this temporary body. The second is the path of spirit, rewinding the memory of the soul throughout its many lifetimes of incarnations. It is like a remote viewing, but you are there physically, with all of your senses active and aware. It is always an amazing experience.